What it is? One time, yeah, your boy, yeah, yeah, your boy, and who that? Yeah, your boy, yeah, yeah, your boy, who? Yeah, your boy, yeah, yeah, your boy, man. What happened? Back at this wild again. Well, this is an alternative wild, if you will. But we is 1-2. One-twoing it, EQing it, reviewing it, you know what I'm saying? So, but it's going to be like a unique reviewing session. It's going to be more like, okay, this session is not going to be called Wild. It's going to be called WORAD, or a.k.a. TSS, all right? And what is that? All right, WORAD, okay, first it's spelled W-O-R-A-D. And it's word over really alcoholic drinks. You know what I'm saying? Really alcoholic ass drinks. It probably should put two A's in there. Really alcoholic ass drinks. WORAD with two A's. There you go. Really. Word over really alcoholic ass drinks. All right. Or a truth serum seminar. Okay. It might be some word twisting this too because I'm drinking. But this time I'm not smoking. That's why we kind of rearranging the words and stuff like that. Simply because I tell you why. Now, I've dedicated myself to doing these sessions, you know what I'm saying? With smoking, you know what I'm saying? But I do want people to understand that in whatever you do, there should be a level of moderation or a level of control, okay? Now, with the smoking that I've done in the past, I don't think y'all might think that might be like any control moderation, you know what I'm saying? But what I do is a level of understanding the moderation of things, you know what I'm saying? Like, for example, to me, when you want to smoke, and you want it so much that it, because it come with consequences, and it's tied with consequences that would be bigger than you, okay? At that time frame, that's when you need to understand self-control. Because if you want to smoke, I want to do whatever the vice is that you do, and it end up hurting other people besides yourself, yeah, that could be an issue. You know what I'm saying? And I give you a little example, you know, because all my listeners, I know I really ain't got many at this moment, but I rock it with y'all like I rock it with y'all. I guarantee you like I'm speaking to thousands, you know what I'm saying? And like I say, in this particular situation, I'm getting the opportunity to meet a family member I've never met before. And this family member has played a detrimental part in connecting me with other family members. Before I even got a chance to meet this family member was working on connecting me with another family member, kind of showing the heart of this family member, heart of my family, you know? And if I smoke at this moment, it could actually put him in his family in a bit of a pickle. And you know what I'm saying, being that I'm down here to see him and I really want this encounter to go well, I choose to decline to smoke. But I still be wanting to do my wilds. When you get started and you start moving in God, it's like you kind of want to still keep moving. So this is that right there. You know what I'm saying? And I have been lately smoking and drinking. You know what I'm saying? Which, you know, like I say, is a truth serum seminar. You know what I'm saying? Alcohol can really be like a truth serum for you. So, on this one, like I said, we're going to just be reviewing. But it's going to be in a unique fashion. It's really just going to try to capture some of the stuff. You know, I'm giving you personal stuff in my life. You know what I'm saying? As well as tying it into like I say, the chapters that we've already covered, you know what I'm saying? Kind of just, and the topic for this would be God's game changer, okay? And without further ado, let me go ahead and get this prayer in so I can go and start sipping a little bit more, you know what I'm saying? And we can get this started. And I'm telling you, I got a nice side bottle, but the plan is to empty that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to start with our prayer like we're supposed to. Lord, I thank you for allowing me to be here today. I'm humbly grateful for my day-to-day, Lord. You know, it may have had its bumps and bruises and seemed like it might have been rocky, but I thank you for just showing at the end of the day how you are in control of everything. And as long as my faith can never be moved from you and I can keep my peace, then you will work on my behalf. Even in times, you know what I'm saying, when it's tough. It's really, sometimes, Lord, I'll be totally honest, sometimes it be tough trying to hold my peace, you know, but knowing that I have a tag team partner like you that'll be willing to be tagged in at any given time to kind of, like, help me, you know what I'm saying, like, on things that I feel like might be tough for me to handle myself. And I just appreciate you always stepping in. I ask you that you help me with this session right here. Let it all make sense, Lord. Let it still be for the main purpose of helping people open up that book more. But, like, you know, this one is going to be kind of like, you know, it's going to be all over the place, so I really need you to kind of guide me and make sure, you know, I get to where I'm going, Lord. I love you. I always give your name the praise and the honor and the glory, man. And help me to always do that, Lord. No matter what I go through, no matter what I see, no matter what, Lord, help me to always give you the praise, man. In Jesus' name. Anything I forgot, help me out. Amen. All right. Bit. Now, got that out the way, and I did say this was like a WORAD session, TSS, and the topic that we will be talking about is God's game changers, okay? God shows in the Bible, he has very many game changers, and God kind of, you know, putting on my heart to kind of like speak more so to a message that everybody can feel and don't feel left out on, okay? In a lot of my messages, when I'm encouraging Jesus, I make it known, you know what I'm saying, that I'm encouraging men of God. But I am also encouraging women of God as well. I know I might not point that out as much, but I do it in the sense of, like, what's good for one is good for the other. We are all souls of God in Christ. You feel me? Abraham's story could be along the lines of helping a woman out in her storyline today just as much as any man, you know what I'm saying? So I really want everybody to kind of receive the messages in, you know what I'm saying? And if I do say a lot of he's and stuff like that, don't think I've ever forgot my she's, you know what I'm saying? Y'all are just vital in God and game changers in God as men are, you know what I'm saying? And that's one thing I do want to kind of talk about, the dynamic of certain stuff. God's game changers. Okay. One game changer, you know, let's talk about the one that the whole thing is started off for. Abraham is without question one of God's game changers, you know. And it's just kind of recognizing when God wants us to be game changers as well. You know what I'm saying? Just kind of seeing some of the stuff of his game changers to kind of realize, hey, he might be calling me to be kind of a game changer, you know? And I kind of feel that way sometimes, you know, that maybe God is calling me to be a game changer. Abraham, first off, I want to say that when it comes to game changers, it should be recognized that not just Abraham, but everyone that went with Abraham would be, in my eyes, considered a game changer. Because, and I'll tell you why. Let me take a sip of my drink. Okay. And this is the reason why. Because, first and foremost, when you start speaking about God has told you something to do, it could really raise some eyebrows, you know what I'm saying? Because God doesn't talk like how we talk, you know what I'm saying? As far as like vocally, we can hear him the same way that if I was in a conversation with you, maybe we could hear each other, okay? So it could be some eyes, you know, eyebrows getting raised when you speak of God is telling you something. And then for the fact that he's telling Abram to move away from all his familiarities. You dig? It's a crazy world out here, cuz. He's taking him from around his familiarities to a land he's never been before. And he's saying he's going to give it to him. You feel me? When somebody speaks to you about something of that nature, for you to follow, for you to believe and want to go, to me that you have a game changing aspect about yourself as well for God. You know what I'm saying? Because you will fight that. You know what I'm saying? You will fight for the familiarities that you know, and if you're comfortable in your little shell. You did, but if you think and you believe that there's something more, you're going to reach for more. Just like Abraham and everybody that clicked up and rolled out with Abraham. You feel me? That's some game changers, okay? And I'm starting to see in life, when you are a game changer, a way that you could probably tell is that you get put in situations that the average person may not be able to handle like that. For example, and this is, I can do that for not just Abraham, but all his children after that. Cause, like, for example, Abraham. We know for a fact, dog, it is not a common thing for a man to have his first child at 86. And to have a child that was promised to him by God 25 years later when he's 75. That is very fucking uncommon, cuz. Like, for real. To have a baby in your 70s, to be promised a baby in your 70s, is you even got to make it to that damn old ass age to even hear that you're going to have a child. Like, that is a very oddball ass situation to be in for Abraham, cuz. It takes an extreme amount of faith. I would imagine it takes an extreme amount of faith to believe in God going to give you something when you're up in age in that range, man. That's tough. Okay. Let me show you how Isaac is a game changer and how being a game changer is just certain situations, dog. It's just like, it's not normal, cuz. Okay. For Isaac, for example. How normal is it for him when he was in his adolescent years to go up to another 12-year-old and be like, oh, yeah, my dad tried to kill me. And the other 12-year-old going to be like, oh, yeah, your dad tried to kill you too. Oh, my dad tried to kill me too. And just have a conversation of your dad really tried to kill you. And this is the thing that, man, like, I ain't going to lie. Me at an adolescent boy, me and Abraham would have been like, we wouldn't have been that cool through my adolescent years, dog. I would have had to see some shit from his ass, like, to know you ain't gonna try to pull this bullshit no more, cuz you really tried to take my damn life, cuz, on everything. But you told me God told you to do it. Like, that is a psychiatric kind of like thing that will fuck you up, cuz. Your dad tells you that God told him to sacrifice you, cuz. That's not normal, cuz. That is not normal for a fucking 12, 11, 13 year old to do some shit like that, to have that as a conversation piece, okay? All right. We already know that's one child. Let's talk about his other child, cuz. Yeah, that's right. Hey, before Abraham had a child with the lady that started with the K. I don't want to get her name wrong, but I know it started with a K. But it was after Rachel. Okay. Not her. I'm talking about the handmaid that Rachel had. Because, no, not Rachel. See, I'm putting him with the wrong one. Hell no. He wasn't with Rachel. He was with Sarah. Okay. The handmaid that Sarah had, okay. She was put in a position to have sex for somebody else. She does that and then turns around and have the child and have to get put out for it. Basically, I got put out for something that you told me to do. Something that you asked me to do. That's why, you know, when I gave the storyline out, I really think Hagar had something to do with encouraging Sarah to let her be the first one to try to have the promise seed. But regardless of which, that's two women, you know what I'm saying, right there. My thing is, Ishmael. Why did Ishmael had to suffer so hard, cuz? And that ain't a normal story for an adolescent, cuz. To get kicked out by your dad and your stepmom, cuz. Like, that's... Back then, that ain't normal, cuz. You have to grow up in the wilderness, cuz. Like, for real. That leave you with a stain. But it's amazing because they also said Ishmael was a righteous man. Before they talked about how he passed and everything, they explained how he was a righteous man. I truly believe there's many storylines that are not in the Bible of righteous men that really haven't gotten displayed. And the children of Abraham is like, to me, I feel that's one of them. Like, Ishmael was a righteous man and the Bible doesn't deny him that. Then why does the Bible not introduce his storyline in the way that he walked in God? Because that could actually help some of these people out here today. The more stories I feel like you reveal, the more it can help everybody. You feel me? Okay. So let's go down the line a little bit more. After Isaac, you feel me? You got Jacob and you got Esau, cuz. You got Jacob and you got Esau. How many big brothers then got cheated out of two blessings that was supposed to be joined by a heritage type of deal? You know what I'm saying? How many folk get cheated out of that? Their own brother. And then when after your brother do it, your mama convince your brother to do it again. That's an interesting storyline. You know what I'm saying? And even Esau is considered, to me, in my eyes, I feel like Esau is still a righteous man. Why? Because Isaac taught both of them. And Isaac was taught what was right by Abraham. So if he taught both of them, and the Bible says that he favored Esau more than he favored Jacob, that was his favorite son. So naturally, when a father favors one more than the other one, he gonna give him some of them jewels. He might give them both the same jewels, but he might feel like Esau was ready to hear it a little earlier than Jacob was. Esau might receive it more, but we don't hear the storylines of how much of a game-changing guy Esau was. But that's a weird lineup to have. And Jacob, he got duped by his own uncle. His uncle lied straight up to him, saying that he could marry Rachel, but then forgot all about, you know what I'm saying, Leah, you feel me? But he gonna get this man juiced up, and fucking marry off his older daughter and then marry off his younger daughter, cuz. Like, that's what I'm trying to really say is that, okay, Joseph got sold by his own fucking brothers. And his brothers told his daddy that he was dead, cuz. Damn. That's a fucked up ass situation. But it didn't finish that way. A lot of these situations that may have started out fucked up. They didn't finish that way, cuz. And I really want to encourage people in that manner. I want to encourage myself in that manner. You feel me? Because sometimes in my life, man, I just feel like, man, certain situations, man, like, it really takes me to keep an open relationship with God to not fucking hurt nobody, dog. Like, for real, man, to keep a peace of mind sometimes. And when I say hurt people, I don't want people to feel like it's all that extreme. It can go there, but it's a lot of wordplay that go before then to me. And believe it or not, if you are very strong, have a very strong voice, your words could even be something that really, really be detrimental to people. Cause, and sometimes I feel like I'm in that spot where I have to take certain stuff from people that if I just give them back what they gave me, I'm wrong. That's too much. You're fucking up shit. You feel me? Like, being in that position so much of my life, it really put me into this ball. You feel me? And just feeling like I'm worse than everybody else. But what if I was just, can I give a God's game changer? You know what I'm saying? Like, tell you a situation. You know what I'm saying? And, like, I have, like, a family member, like I said, that I've never met before. And me and my family member, man, we click tight, because even we never met before, we click tight. But it's elements. It's people in there. And I say elements because I don't, God wants, he helping me. And I want, as he helped me, if it's something that can help you, and the fact that he helping me, because let it help you. And God teaching me, man. You know what I'm saying? When you hold your peace, he will fight your battles. And no matter how good of a fighter you are, God way better. Ooh, he way slicker. And sometimes you have to hold your peace so he can do what he do. You know? I say I got a family member, I got a brother, man, you know, and there's spirits. You got to learn how to take the spirits away from people, because that's how you can cast away people in your life that you might really need in your life. But if you learn how to separate that spirit that they fuck with from them, yeah, you're doing so, because that's God's way. And I'm learning in my life, man, even though I feel at times, you know, certain people might be the attacker, God working on me because that idea is wrong. And he let me look deep into the situation and see it may not be people, but the spirits that people have. It was a saying I used to say, weak-minded people do weak-minded shit. But you know what? I got to change that. I got to alter that. Because that kind of puts people to persecute people instead of separating the spirits that need to be persecuted from the person. So, you know what I'm saying? Instead of saying the saying that I was saying before, as far as, like, you know, weak-minded people do weak-minded shit, it's still a true statement, but you know what I'm saying? When you're battling spirits, it's kind of hard to say a weak-minded person is doing weak shit, because the spirits are basically trained, you know, the ones that are negative spirits are basically trained to find an entry point, which is a weak point. And if you really think about that shit, everybody got a weak point. So If that's a true statement, weak-minded people do weak shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, at any given time, we could all do some weak shit. But guess what? God say, straighten that up. Say, the weakness of people would allow them to play with spirits that they shouldn't, to make weak-minded decisions that they shouldn't. And that's important. You know why? Because that's real, man. We all have had our son. I don't care who you is. You done played with the devil and you done liked it before. I don't care if you are a child of God, holding fast to that. Because everybody else in this world that's not Jesus, you done played with the devil and you didn't like that shit. I don't care if you was fucking 3 years old, cuz. It is not about indulging in that fact that you enjoyed that shit. But it is a humbling factor when you go at other people that are doing that same thing. You dig what I'm saying? So sometimes, man, just be mindful of the spirits that you are attacking, because them spirits are good enough to find a weak point in you to attack your ass. So some of the same shit that you point the finger at, like, I don't understand, you'll fuck around and do that shit your damn self. You feel me? We wrestle not against flesh and blood. We make it a flesh and blood battle so fucking much, cuz, that we end up letting the spirits that we supposed to be fighting against beat our ass. You feel me? But I believe that's what God game changers are in play for. Because if you look at Abraham, he held fast. You got to hold fast to the blessings of God to be a game changer for real. You did. And when you do, it's like all that shit makes sense. You feel me? What Abraham went through, it made sense when he had Isaac. You feel me? All the things that Isaac might have went through. But to have twins, because he went through his share of shit too. It took him about 20 good years before he had his first child, I believe. Maybe even more. But that's some serious shit to have to go through, cuz. But he blessed him with twins when he got his first look. You know what I'm saying? Jugging with his kids, you feel me? That's a beautiful thing, man. Motherfucking Jacob had to go all clear across country to his, he got sent to his uncle's house to get fucking played out by his uncle on several different ways, you know what I'm saying? But God gave him the victory at the end. Joseph got sold by, unanimously sold by his brothers, cuz. To me, the way that Joseph got sold out by his brother, that was a fucking unanimous decision. The only one who didn't agree with it was motherfucking Reuben. And Reuben, if you would have twisted his arm enough at that time frame, throw some pussy or something his way, he probably would have did it too. He didn't like Joseph either. He just knew how Pop was, and he didn't want to have to hear. He the oldest. He knew he was going to have to hear more than anybody. So he really just ain't trying to hear from fucking Pops like that on how you didn't come through. You supposed to come through. You the oldest. I depend on you for all of that shit. Like, I know this shit because guess what? I'm the fucking oldest. You know what I'm saying? Out of my mom and my dad kids, guess who the oldest could? Right. So guess who got to be the one to kind of like be the control factor sometimes. And it's just like, it's wild. You feel me? Because you can tell. Like, in my family, man, I could tell. Like, when my mom and my dad kid, I'm the oldest. Because I ain't even saying stuff sometimes to be authoritative. I could say it to my brothers and sisters, and they'd be like, you know what? Since you're big bro, I'm going to let you ride with that. Like, you know, that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Because this family member is a younger brother of mine. And we have not seen each other. You know what I'm saying? But it's amazing to me how two people who had shared the same bloodline, they share so many similarities even when they're not in the same vicinity of each other. They still kind of can be irresimilar. Yeah, they could be similar. You know what I'm saying? I was going to say some big word, but I'm drinking too much to fucking pull off a big word that I was trying to pull. But it's all good because I'm enjoying this drink. And, you know, moderation, man. I ain't got to smoke all the time to get this word of God out to you. But I fucking enjoy that shit. I promise you. But this one good, too. This one good, too. Like I said, I got the liquor with me today. And I'm a brown drinker, you feel me? So this alright right here. I'm fucking with this shit right here. I don't know if you can hear it, but I'm pulling up again. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's a wild session for encouragement, man. This one I really, you know, because I know I ain't the only game changer out there, cuz. I know some of y'all out there who listening, man. Y'all game changers too, man. So when you a game changer, man, you kind of go through shit, man, that everybody else don't go through. You got to kind of like, you kind of like the older sibling in some shit spiritually. You know what I'm saying? You got to, when little brother and them can get away with shit and little sister and them can get away with shit, you can't. You know better. You know what I'm saying? That when you spiritually inclined, sometimes that's how God treats you, good. Like, you know better. I know they wilding out, but you can't wild out like that. I get your ass. I'm going to beat your ass if you do that. You know what I'm saying? Because you know better. You feel me? And I have grown up in so much of a position of knowing better. And I fucking hated that shit, because I'm being so honest. To whom much is given and much is required, I hated that shit for once upon a time. But as I got older, I understood what the fuck they meant. So it's like now I'm taking on the challenge and embracing it, you feel me? Kind of like everybody in the Bible that, you know, we talked about so far, you know what I'm saying? God can present you with a challenge. A challenge like he did Abraham. And you could think that you know better than what God knows. Because Abraham and Sarah both went through that point where they thought they just knew. They knew they self better than God knew they self. And God had to let them know, I know you better than you know yourself. So when I say this is possible, I'm not saying it's just out of thin air. I'm saying it because I seen it already. God is amazing, man. You don't understand that, man. You don't understand shit. For real, God is the most amazing being that we could ever come across. Period, cuz. I'm on truth serum right now, so you know I ain't fucking lying. I might be slurring, but I ain't lying, cuz I'm telling the fucking truth. So if you are, you know, you are, or you feel like you might be at a place in your life where you might not even be the oldest in this. You might not be the most spiritually mature by wordplay. But God is putting you in a position where you have to be the more mature spiritual person. That is not easy by a long shot. I know this personally, you know? I am in a situation right now where I feel like spiritually that this is where the attack is, spiritually. You know, it's not a physical thing, because I ain't gonna lie to you, man. My biggest enemy in life has been myself, you know? Can't really say nobody beat my ass like that, you know? And if they did, they know they gonna have to come back, you know what I'm saying? I'm the type that if I lose one, nigga, I'm going to have to beat your ass twice. I ain't trying to be 500. I'm trying to be ahead, cuz. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm a battler. I'm a fighter. I protect myself. That's, like, what I know. You know what I'm saying? But when you walk in God, like, you have to maneuver in a whole different mannerism, man. You can't be so physically ready to jump off at somebody, cuz, you know? And I thank the Lord for working on me like he do. Because, let me tell it, I should have been dead at 21. Like, for real, hothead. didn't give a fuck. There's been a couple of situations. I can honestly say I didn't went to a gunfight without a fucking gun. And I made it that. And I'm not endorsing it. I'm not saying I'm finna do that shit again. But I'm saying, God, great. This ain't even for me. This for God. Because you ain't supposed to make it out of a gunfight without no gun. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to do that. But God. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's what I be holding on to. It's all the stuff that God has done for me in my life. Because that's what I gotta hold on to keep from fucking snapping on folk. Because, like, I don't even have to put my hands on people sometimes to really crush people's spirits. You know, if you're pretty good at wordplay, you really don't have to touch a motherfucker to kill a motherfucker. And it helps you understand that when, you know, growing up in the hood, growing up in the streets, you see killing one way. You don't really see nobody like you joking them so bad that they embarrassed out their damn mind. That's you kind of killing them. You killing them on the inside. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's other ways of killing motherfuckers besides laying them down permanently. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you can have a nigga dead on the inside and just walking around that hole. You know what I'm saying? And I started to understand that concept because, like, I felt like sometimes in life, without really knowing or really trying, I did that to some people. You know what I'm saying? Because I never really looked at it like, it's words, nigga. Words can't hurt you. Bullshit. From the right person, words can hurt. Words don't hurt from nobody you don't fucking know. True indeed. But if it's somebody you fucking care about or somebody you put in a very good limelight and they start talking derogatory towards you, it is really, really hard to escape the feeling of feeling depressed, hurt, or whatever the fuck, you know? But that's what we got God for. He training his game changers, you feel me? So I hope this off the wall session helps somebody. Because I know I have no, like, topic for real, but other than God's game changers. And technically, I did use stories within the Bible to show God's game changers, you know. And it's just really a session to kind of, like, help the listener find themselves in God, you know. Because I think we are all God's game changers. There's a will for us and for everybody to be a game changer in God. I believe that, you know what I'm saying? Because God liked that, you know? It's just finding it. And then when you're finding it, you got to accept that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because God got a sense of humor. You always got to remember when you fucking with God, know this. He got a sense of humor, cuz, like, one of the best sense of humors. And the reason why I say that, hold on, let me sip my drink. It's been a great session, I can't lie. This is just focus straight on drink, man. God, I could talk all fucking day on some drink. But anyway, but I will forget some shit, though. Cause we were talking about God and how he can help his game changer. But damn, when I took that last sip of that drink, I forgot what the fuck I was gonna say. Like, fuck real. I don't remember. But we are all guys' game changers. That much I do motherfucking remember. You know what I'm saying? And when you are a game changer for God, sometimes you do come in contact with stuff to test you, you know? It ain't meant to break you, it's meant to test you, you feel me? So, recognize the test. And if you recognize the test, I'm a living witness that if you hold your peace, God will whoop people ass for you, cuz. God will whoop some ass for you. It ain't got nothing to do with me, for you. You a God game changer too. He will whoop some ass for your motherfucking ass, cuz. But you gotta hold your peace. Because when you don't hold your peace and you bring confusion into play, he can't work like that. He is not fucking cool with motherfucking confusion. When confusion comes in the house, God is going to be back in the cut. He there, but he ain't finna move when you letting confusion move. But if you hold your peace, and it ain't talking about the situation, it's talking about you in the situation. If you hold your peace, that's like tag teaming God, and he come in the ring and he just go fucking ape shit on everybody, cuz. When you experience that, then you realize, you know what? Maybe God me cooler than what I thought. You know what I'm saying? Maybe we cooler than what I thought, you know? Because the church can, you know, sometimes give you a depiction of where, like, God is got a stick up his ass or something. You know what I'm saying? God, like, uptight. You feel me? But God got, like, one of the greatest sense of humor ever, man. Like, for real. So sometimes when he, like, showing you your will for your life, you might look at that shit and be like, boy, what the fuck ever? What the fuck ever? But you look at quick, like, you feel me? That's why I say God got a great sense of humor, because if you look deep into that bitch, you like, ah. Like, this wild shit, cuz. At first, I was like, you know, God was like, man, you should speak on me. You should speak on me and you should let people know how you feel about me. You know what I'm saying? But when I thought about it, I ain't gonna lie, I first thought about it from a church standpoint. Man, I gotta sit up here. I can't cuss. I can't drink. I can't smoke. Because, you know what I'm saying, in the Christian world, in the church world, that is such an abomination. You know what I'm saying? It is such an abomination. You know what I'm saying? But it is clearly shown in the Bible. People didn't got their drink on, cuz. And in Genesis, dog, I'm going to go find it, but it's like in the first part of Genesis, which I'm not fucking with the first part of Genesis until I get to Jesus. Because the first part of Genesis, you're going to have to understand who Jesus is if you're going to understand a version of what I tell you with that, them first 11 chapters of Genesis. That's sacred, because I want you to understand Jesus and understand that Jesus has been there the whole fucking time since the beginning. If you don't understand that part and what, how crucial that is with everything that goes on, I don't need to fucking tell you nothing else. You know what I'm saying? I don't need to tell you my version of what happened in the garden. Hell no, because you're going to be fucked the fuck up. But if you know Jesus was there at the beginning, it might make a little bit more sense to you. You feel me? So, I mean, like, God is awesome. And I thank him, you know? This is just a straight up, like I said, true serum seminar. You know what I'm saying? I said it straight that time with the liquor in my system. True serum seminar. Ooh, I said it twice straight without any stutters or slurs. Boy, that's good for me, cuz. Hey, alcohol might help your speech. For anybody who have any speech impediments, I encourage you to drink alcohol. It might help your motherfucking speech. Hell, mine, I got a speech impediment. That's why I'm laughing, cause shit, I ain't. You know what's funny? This whole session, cause nigga, I got this little whole like dyslexia thing. Like, where I put, like, say if you say Walmart, everybody say Walmart, nigga, I say Malwart in a heartbeat, cause like twist them first two letters up in a heartbeat. But I ain't twisted no letters up that I know of, but I've been drinking, so I might have. When I listen to it, I figure that shit out. But I don't think I did none of that shit, cuz. Proud of my motherfucking self. Thank you, Lord. For real, you help your boy out. I am drinking, and I want people to see this. Let me see this damn bottle. Boy, it's about like 1/4 left. Got 1/4 of this bottle left, cuz. I want to talk through the whole bottle, but I don't know if I can, because I really feel like this is coming to the climax. This is the end, you know what I'm saying? This is like everything in a nutshell type thing, because I just wanted to encourage my guy Game Changers to keep game changing for God, you feel me? That's all I wanted to do for real, for real. And I didn't want to stop doing the session because I wasn't able to smoke at this particular time. You know good and damn well I'm going to be smoking again. Anybody who be listening to these hoes, you know good and motherfucking well I'm going to be smoking again, cuz. But for this situation right here, I don't mind. I don't mind chilling. And then I got a good drink, and it's pretty good, too. I fuck with dog liquor, cuz. Dog liquor makes me feel, yeah, damn near like Superman. You know what I'm saying? But being that I blow green, it's like I'm Superman and Kryptonite don't even fuck with me, because I just roll that shit up and put it in a blunt and smoke that bitch. You know what I'm saying? So this is good. This is fucking good. But I just really wanted to encourage all my game changers to keep game changing, man. Don't you let nobody stop you from changing the game for God, because God will always be in your life. God will always be your tag team partner in life. God, when everybody else leave you, dog, guess who gonna be right there, cool? And when I say everybody, I mean everybody. Listen to me. When the devil fucks with you and he gets you at the point to where he wants to get you at, he's going to leave you. He's going to fuck you over just like a fucking female and fucking leave you. But guess who doesn't leave? God doesn't. Guess who's there to pick up all the pieces and put them back in their correct places, no matter how many broken pieces you've been broken into? God. I love y'all, man. And that's this session in a nutshell, man. You know what I'm saying? Until we get it in, we're going to do it like that. Chill.